One of my favorite myths growing up is the myth of Psyche and Eros. It is also depicted as one of the best love stories in classical mythology. It all starts with a king who had three wonderful daughters. The youngest, Psyche, was the most beautiful of the three sisters. Her beauty became renowned, and men throughout her kingdom kept coming to her palace to worship her. Some mortals were even bold enough to claim that Aphrodite's beauty cannot compare to Psyche's. The more people knew of Psyche, the less they worshipped Aphrodite. Jealous, Aphrodite enlisted the help of her son, Eros, to use his power to make Psyche fall in love with the most vile, most disgusting creature who has walked the earth. Eros obliged, but when he saw Psyche, he was so entranced by her beauty that he felt his own heart being pierced by one of his own infamous arrows. Eros could not bring himself to comply with his mother's request and abandoned his task. Whilst Eros was deeply entranced, Psyche was filled with sadness. Whilst she had many admirers, none of them really loved her, as they were happy to just admire her. Both of her sisters had already been married at this point, and Psyche couldn't help but feel lonely. Concerned, her father went to see the oracle Delphi for advice on what to do in regards to Psyche's love life. The oracle declared that Psyche will indeed be married, but she must be brought to the summit of a mountain and left there for her husband to retrieve her. Her husband, more terrible than the gods themselves, would come and take her for his wife. Psyche's family reluctantly followed the advice of the oracle and brought her to the mountain summit. There she waited, shaking and crying, until a breeze reached her. The breeze, Zephyr, lulled Psyche to sleep and carried her into the air to her husband. When Psyche woke up, she was met with a magnificent castle. Everything was made of silver, gold, and other precious stones. Whilst everything was provided for her, the castle looked to be empty. While she ate, soft music played. Though she was not informed, Psyche knew that her husband would come for her at night, and she was correct. When she felt him close to her and heard his voice, her suspicions evaporated, certain that her husband was loving and kind. While Psyche was filled with more happiness than she can remember in the coming days, sadness also filled her heart, for she could not see her husband. Not only that, because the halls of the castle were empty, she was incredibly lonely. That night, when her husband came for her, she asked him if it would be possible for her sisters to come and visit her. After much persuasion, her husband agreed. When her sisters came to see Psyche, they were delighted and relieved that Psyche was safe. They were also mesmerized by the wonders and extravagance of the castle. Admiration quickly turned to envy. The two sisters came to the conclusion that Psyche's husband must be a prince or a god. Filled with hatred and envy, they filled Psyche's head with malicious thoughts of her husband, saying that the reason why her husband does not allow her to see him is because he's a monster. From then on, Psyche's mind was filled with nothing but doubt. She quickly decided that if her husband was actually a monster, she would kill him. That night, when her husband was asleep, Psyche grabbed a candle and approached the bed. To her surprise, the light showed her that her husband was not a monster, but indeed a beautiful man. In her delight, a drop of wax from the candle fell onto her husband and burned him, waking him up. He was heartbroken by her betrayal and left Psyche alone without another word. As she chased after him, she realized that her husband was Eros, the god of love, but it was too late. For days, Psyche searched and searched for her husband. She vowed that she would prove her love to him. Finally, she arrived at the temple of Aphrodite and begged the goddess to persuade her son to return to her. Still filled with rage, Aphrodite told the young girl that she would not do as she requests until she accomplishes some tasks for her. If she failed any one of them, Eros will never return to her. Psyche agreed, and Aphrodite presented her with her first task, separating a dune of seeds. A group of ants took pity on Psyche and separated the dune of seeds for her. When Aphrodite saw that she had accomplished these tasks, she grew angry. She then presented Psyche with her second task, to gather the wool of the golden sheep. The golden sheep was a vicious creature, killing anything and anyone who came close to it. Luckily for Psyche, the reeds told her to gather the wool that had already shed off of thorns. When Psyche returned with the golden wool, Aphrodite was outraged. She presented Psyche with her third task, to fill a crystal chalice with the water from the river Styx. When she arrived, an eagle took pity on her and filled the chalice for her. Aphrodite, infuriated that the young girl had not been thwarted by her plot, presented Psyche with her fourth task, to bring back a box of Persephone, the goddess of the underworld's beauty. Psyche was able to accomplish this task and retrieve a box of Persephone's beauty. At this point, the gods decided it was time for them to intervene. Eros, touched by the story, flew down to Earth to retrieve Psyche. With Zeus's blessing, Psyche was made immortal and lived on Mount Olympus with Eros for the rest of eternity.